The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Back in the day of the hard shoulder, one of my regular treats was to talk to Michelle Jackson of thenoveltraveller.com. And of course, Easter is early this year, the weekend after next, and maybe you need to give yourself a bit of a break. So Michelle has put together a number of attractive packages. So let's start with sunny Valencia.
Hi, Ivan. Yes, it is. It's great to talk to you again. And Easter, as you said, is early. So it's a really nice time of year to go to certain cities in Europe. And Valencia is just one of my favourites. And I was over there in 2022 and it's been voted one of the best cities to live in for really good reason. There's a beautiful river that used to run through it and it's now turned into parkland. You've got all the fabulous architecture from Calatrava in the Arts and Sciences Museum. And I don't know if you knew this, but it's actually the home of paella. And it's where all the farmers, you know, in the farmland outside used to create this fabulous dish. So lots of great places to eat. Tapas, it's very reasonable as well to eat there. And you've got direct flights, of course, from Dublin with Ryanair. So for me, that's a top tip. And it's somewhere that every second person you speak to at the moment seems to be going to Valencia. And it's for very good reason. You know,
is it also a beach destination?
It is, Ivan. Yeah, like Barcelona, not too far outside the town. You know, you hop on a train or a bus and you'll be there in like 15 minutes. So you have the best of both worlds. For a city break, you can even stay a bit longer, like for 7 days and take in the sun.
So give us the prices and packages.
Well, if you were to go there over Easter, of course, it is going to be, it's very late, you know, to be booking it. So you're talking about just under 600 for 3 nights, but not an awful lot more for 7 nights. And that's with click and go. But I bagged myself a flight in May for €80. So that shows you the difference, you know, from booking last minute and booking in advance.
My God, 80 instead of 600. That is amazing.
Well, now that doesn't include your hotel, but that's just the flight. Do you know what I mean? Now, the flights are included in that 600 and a stay in a 4-star hotel. So that's kind of nice.
Okay. You know, for over now, Easter. You've also put together a number of city breaks for us. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, Casti Travel came into me over the weekend with this. And just bear in mind that flight prices are dynamic and they can go up and down by the hour. But for Amsterdam, going out on the 23rd, a 3-night stay from 310. Now, that's staying in a 4-star hotel. I think that's rather good. And they also have Prague for 4 nights. And that's going out on the 26th of March for 2 people. And that's 385 per person. So they're 2 really popular cities, Amsterdam and Prague. You know, great young people love them. They're great nightlife. And that's what Casti Travel.
Yeah, my son went to Amsterdam recently. He's a 30-year-old, wild as a march hare. He had a ball of a time. There's so much to see and do in every variety.
There is. It's a great walking city too.
So now say you're just fed up with 16 weeks of rain. Where can you go for a bit of sun over Easter?
Well, Ivan, this offer came in and I just have to tell viewers, because this is listeners, because it's incredible value. Celebrity Cruises is like the top of the bus. It's 5-star. And if you haven't been on a cruise before, I always say if you try Celebrity, you'll be hooked. And Sunway Travel offered this with flights included, an overnight stay in Athens and 11 wonderful nights cruising around the Aegean, where you'll get to see Cyprus, Thessaloniki, Crete. You also stop off in Kusadasi. And, you know, full board is included in this. So when you weigh up your flights, the length of the stay, and it's over Easter, it's $1,750 per person. And if you really wanted to spoil yourself, I'd say, for me, that kind of came in. I just had to highlight it because it's the best of Greece and I just think it sounds fantastic. That's what Sunway Travel now.
And on the boat, what can you do?
Oh, what can't you do? There's a great old casino, great bit of fun there. They have fantastic theatres and they are like top range, like they'll do little snippets of musicals. You've got those bridge rooms, you've got lounges, solariums, and the spa is of a really high quality. I mean, you know, you could spend all day, and sometimes people choose not to go on shore. They'll spend the day in spa because there are special offers there for treatments, you know. So there's so much to do on a cruise.
Now, someone like me who needs to have their hand held every minute of the trip, what have you got?
Well, travel departments are great for that. And I always recommend their city breaks because once you land with them, there's someone to meet you at the airport, bring you straight to your hotel. They'll give you lots of literature about where to go, where to eat. And all their guides are local. So they have an Easter break for 3 nights in Berlin, and that's $599, and that's staying in, again, a lovely four-star hotel in the middle of Berlin. They also have, this is unusual, now there's no excursions or as such with this one, but on the Costa Brava, I just think this is incredible value. It's $499 for 7 nights, going out on the 28th of March. So if you want to be away for Easter, get a little bit of sun. As I said, it won't be roasting, it's still early in the season, but the Costa Brava is gorgeous. You've got Figueres up in the north, you've got Girona, beautiful medieval city, and you're only an hour from Barcelona. So I think that's really good value in a four-star hotel. You know, go down to 28th of March.
My wife, Deirdre, goes with the travel department on gardening holidays. Would you believe it? She wants me to go on a cruise, and I said, you know what, go on your own, bring a girlfriend or something. But anyway, Michelle, what's your latest book, Michelle? You're always producing these lovely novels.
Well, Journey to the Heartland is my last novel. That's a road trip through Oklahoma. But
full
I'm in
of
the middle
sex
of
and sin
one.
And all of that lovely stuff.
Not too much of it, but there's always a little bit.
All right. TheNovelTraveller.com. Michelle, always a pleasure to talk to you.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.